I don't know if it ever even come up in a conversation, but for example, I would just call it a 7-Eleven. Regardless of what the brand was, just to describe the kind of store. Now, would you just choose a brand name and call it that, or would you call it a convenience store?
I just say, well, generally, if I say I'm going to a convenience store, I would name the one I'm going to, Black Pack a Sack, or Handy Mart, or whatever. But I would never say to the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I would do that, but I wouldn't.
We call that a store where I think these are mostly, they sell mostly kosher food, they sell cooked salami, everything's already cooked.
Delicatessen?
Yeah. Do they have any of this one yet?
One or two.
Okay.
But I couldn't even tell you where they are.
We call a small oven that, I think some people have these in their kitchens, usually in restaurants though, that heat up food real fast.
These radar, what do they call? I call radar ovens.
Microwave,
right.
Okay. What do you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundromat.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Washateria. I hear people refer to them as wash houses.
Is that mostly older people?
Yes.
Alright. What do you call something that you might have in your bathroom or something? It has a lid on it and you put dirty clothes in there.
Clothes hamper?
Okay. What do you call these appliances that you plug in and use to clean floors and rugs with?
Shampoo? Buffer?
Sucks up dust.
Vacuum cleaner. Okay.
Now what do you call the little attachment inside that collects the dust?
Inside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Vacuum bag?
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you call the thing that contains or holds the soapy water when you're mopping the floor?
Bucket?
And how about that? It's also a new type of appliance that fits under the counter and it reduces the bulk of the garbage.
Garbage disposal?
Compactor? Yeah. What do you call a large garbage bin that would be behind departments or shopping area?
A large garbage bin behind a shopping area?
Yeah.
Not an incinerator?
Mm-hmm. It's metal and it can, a truck comes along and you put it.
Dumpster?
Yeah. Right, how about an enclosed room designed to receive maximum glass walls or something.
What, the greenhouse, hot house?
That's a room of your house.
Oh, atrium? Is that,
ooh,
that's crazy. Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but
I'm thinking.
I don't know. That's
right.
Right. Probably call a Florida room in Florida. A den.
Okay.
Playroom, family room.
No,
I was thinking in terms of, I've seen houses that have, over that dens or whatever case may be, they have this glass over the roof and probably glass in the back and the sun comes through the roof.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
And that's usually like a family room or something?
Yes.
All right.
Usually.
I'm sorry.
So usually that's where they are.
Central heating unit. Gas and electricity.
Uses gas for fuel and uses electricity for the operation of the system for the pumping or whatever it does.
Oh, okay. And the thermostat?
Yeah.